seated. And so some thoughts for this glorious Easter Sunday. Verse 7 in that passage said, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. It is that third day that we've reached, which is a glorious day. And we have the benefit of 2,000 years or so of learning, of understanding, of scholars having looked and studied it, and people discussing it. But think back to that first Easter morning, that day after the Sabbath, the first day of the week. What a confusing day this really must have been. And in fact, if you think about it, for the last week or so, what a confusing time the disciples and those that surrounded Jesus have had. Jesus had entered Jerusalem 7 days ago, hailed as a king, riding on a donkey, on a beast of burden. People put palm branches down on the floor. They put their cloaks down on the ground. They shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They praised him. But Jesus knew he was going on to a greater sacrifice. Then in a few days' time, 4 days later, during the festival of the Passover, Jesus reaches towards the culmination of his final days on earth in humanly form. He takes that very special moment on the time that we recall Maundy Thursday, when he takes a celebration meal that is special, but makes it even more special, the Last Supper, the last earthly food that he ate with his disciples, the time when he said, somebody will betray him. And the person that betrayed him was one of his close disciples, his close friends. Judas went and betrayed Jesus, sealing his fate with a kiss in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is arrested, treated as a criminal, on trumped-up charges that even in those days didn't stand a chance. It wasn't a proven case. Jesus was condemned to die. He was whipped, stripped, hung on a bare cross of wood. Gave his life for us. His followers had seen that. His followers didn't understand, despite the fact that Jesus had told them many times, this is what will happen. They didn't understand it. They didn't get it. They'd seen Jesus die on the cross. Some of them had seen his body taken away, placed in a borrowed tomb. The women were desperate to complete the rituals, to care for Jesus' human body, to care for his remains. They couldn't do anything yesterday because it's the Sabbath. The Jewish laws forbade them, wouldn't allow them to do anything. So now you get to what we call Easter Sunday, their first day of the week. And the women are up early, like some of us are up early this morning because the clocks had changed and we came here for breakfast. They got up early. They raced to the tomb. If you look at all the Gospels, there's a different account of how many women went. It doesn't particularly matter. But they went. Did they wonder what on earth they were going to do at the tomb? Because they knew there was a great big stone in front of the entrance. How on earth were they going to move it? But God had taken care of this. Because this is all part of God's plan. As the women get to the tomb, they find that the stone is rolled away. So now their level of confusion has gone up even more. They look inside, expecting to see Jesus' body there. It's gone. They can't understand it. They immediately probably thought, oh, the Roman authorities have taken Jesus' body away, or the Jewish leaders have taken Jesus' body away. But that's not what happened, is it? Because as the women look into the tomb, two men in bright white clothes are standing there, angels sent from God. The women are frightened, they bow down their faces. And the men ask, why do you look for the living among the dead? Why do you look for Jesus here in this tomb? His body is not here. He's gone. He has risen. Remember what he told you while he was still alive with you in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners to be crucified, and then on the third day be raised to life. And as the women are reminded of this, it suddenly clicks into place and they remember. So they race back to tell the others, the 11 disciples, what they had found. But having got back to the disciples, the women are probably babbling in their excitement and confusion, not making a lot of sense really. Well, certainly in earthly form, it doesn't make sense, does it? In our earthly understanding, it does not make sense. How could somebody be raised to life again? The disciples are equally confused. They don't know what to make of this situation. They can't understand it. For Peter, we're told, raced off to the tomb, looks in for himself and sees the empty tomb, just sees the strips of cloth that had wrapped Jesus' body laying there. But at this stage in Luke's gospel, God chooses not to reveal to Peter the true meaning of the situation. This is the combination of God's plan that he's had since the beginning of time for Jesus. Why did Jesus come to earth? Go to John 3 verses 16 and 17, those famous verses. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. This was Jesus' mission on earth, to spend time teaching people, to prepare them for this glorious day, to prepare them for the Easter season. And this is why we celebrate, because God loves me. He loves you, each one of you. And he loves each one of us enough that he sent his Son to go to a bare wooden of cross to give us life that can be transformed into a living cross. We are a living cross. We have new life in us. Doesn't matter whether you've been celebrating Easter since you were one, or since you were 50, or since you were 80, or whatever age, it doesn't matter. Each Easter is special. Each Easter is different. Today is a day that we can remind ourselves that the Holy Spirit comes afresh on us, especially at Easter time. Is today the time for us to make a fresh commitment to God? To ask God to fill each of us with the power of His Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter if it's the first time or the 100th time. We need to make a difference in this world. Be still for a moment, and then I'm going to say a short prayer. Lord, I ask that you fill each person here today with the power of your Holy Spirit. Make each of us worthy followers of you. Give each of us the strength and courage to follow you. Let today be a day when we say, the risen Lord Jesus has filled me afresh with his Holy Spirit. Amen. If you've prayed this prayer this morning, and as you've been praying this, you felt something different, please come and talk to somebody before you leave. It's not weird. It's very special. It makes a difference to each one of us. Do not leave this building this morning without telling somebody, and then we can help you as you journey on. At Easter, people will give cards.